Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, it's great to be back together again. We've been off for several weeks. Thank you for your faithfulness over these past few weeks to pray and help carry my personal burden as we were saying goodbye to my mom. She went home to be with the Lord on July 15th. You know, I could fill 100 books with praises for how God loved on us during that time, most especially that God provided for my brother and me, along with our spouses, to be with my mom at her nursing home every day during what would be her final 3 weeks. Only a loving and merciful and gracious God like ours could make a way during COVID for us to be able to be by her side for 21 days until He called her home. I do not have enough praises to express my gratitude and love for my God for how He poured out His love on us in this way. His loving kindness never fails. His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. I am acutely aware that there are so many who are unable to be with their loved ones right now because of the COVID restrictions. I saw them every day we were with Mom. The other residents who were missing their loved ones and because of their own battles with dementia couldn't understand why. I remember these folks daily in prayer, and I encourage you, too, to join me in remembering the senior saints around you who are isolated during this time. God has not left them nor forsaken them, and our prayers can help sustain them. You know, we were given special access to Mom because her caregivers recognized she was in the final days, and they wanted to give us time with her. Of course, Mom, being the overachiever she always was, held on not just a few days like they expected, but 3 full weeks. Way to go, Mom. That classic determination and grit of hers never wavered. You know, during those weeks with Mom, the nursing home had strict rules for us, understandably, one of which was that we shelter in place in her room. We could also take short breaks out on a nearby patio, but for hours every day, we sheltered in her room. And it was during the early hours of those days that I often read Psalms to her. As you know, God in His wisdom had laid on my heart to pick up Dr. David Jeremiah's book, Shelter in God, just a few weeks earlier. If you've picked up a copy of this book, you know that Dr. Jeremiah wrote this in the early months of COVID-19, as we were all experiencing the shelter-in-place orders, when we were all asking questions like, why is this happening? And when will everything go back to normal? And maybe even, where is God in all this? Well, while we may not know the answers to the first two questions, we do know the answer to the third question, where is God in all this? God is right here. As Dr. Jeremiah has written, quote, even in times of chaos, He, God, is right beside you, exactly where He has always been and always will be. He is a fortress we can run to whenever we feel frustrated, uncertain, or afraid. And He will always be enough, end quote. Well, we continue to corporately face the COVID-19 virus, and the impact on every aspect of our lives continues. We wear masks when we go out. We sanitize everything we touch. We adjust our normal daily errands. We see moms and dads making difficult decisions about their kids' schooling. We have our own difficult decisions about our jobs and our work. Adjust and pivot are the keys these days. Then, when we finally can turn our attention from COVID for a few minutes, our hearts are seared by the racial unrest, and we are heavy-hearted over our nation's original sin of racism. We each are seeking God for how He would have us be a part of healing a hurting nation. Then we see peaceful protests turn into riots, and we wonder, how much more, Lord? There are some days when just getting out of bed to face the day can be discouraging, where you feel like pulling the covers back over your head. The day's journey seems just too difficult. You know, I imagine we have all been there from time to time in the past 6 months or so. Just like the psalmist who wrote Psalm 121, this psalm was written for the Jewish pilgrims who were needing encouragement on their life's journey. They are asking God for help, to provide for their needs, to keep them safe, to be with them during the difficult journey of life, which, as we know, is always uphill. So they wrote these words, the psalmist did. Psalm 121, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Oh, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will never slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. You know, this is a psalm to encourage us, as Dr. Jeremiah writes, to trust God even when life gives us what we haven't asked for. Have you been facing something you didn't ask for in your life, in addition to COVID and the racial unrest right now? Most of us can probably say yes. Well, the good news is God knows all about it, and he is, as he always is, with you. As Dr. David Jeremiah writes, quote, no matter what the future holds, no matter what may lie around the next corner, our help comes from the Lord who loves us. Nothing can keep us from his love. Parkinson's disease can't do it. Cancer can't do it. The coronavirus doesn't even come close. No matter what it is you're facing, whichever way your road bends, whatever obstacle looms before you in your road, that obstacle can't do it either. Romans 8:38-39, Paul writes, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, thank you for listening today, and I pray that you received a word from God that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First tele-Bible study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.